الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يحقره التقوى هاهنا التقوى هاهنا التقوى هاهنا ويشير إلى صدره بحسب امرئ من الشر ان يحقر اخاه المسلم كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وعرضه وماله رواه مسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي دو شكر الله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. The time that we live in today is the time that was first described by the Malaika, the angels, in the Quran. When all the angels said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُوا فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ O Allah, are you going to create a nation, a makhluk, that is going to cause mischief and havoc in this world? فَسَادْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا And then the second part of the statement is وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ And that this creation, this makhluk, will want to spill blood of their own fellow human beings. Ajeeb o Ghareeb, an incredible understanding of the Malaika, the angels. And when you read this ayat kareema and put it in front of you and read the newspapers and the media that is all around you, the killing that you see, the massacre, innocent people dying, innocent people are put into prison in some of the Muslim countries. Even by mere suspicion, they will just pick you up and put you in prison. No court case, no nothing, no lawyer, absolutely nothing. Where is that person gone? Nobody knows. A typical example is Saudi Arabia. In Saudi Arabia, if any of the shuyukh or the scholars were to sit on the minbar and to speak freely, that is why, Alhamdulillah, we should always make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the great Sheikh Mawlana Yusuf Mutala Sahib, he would always say, that always make shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the opportunity to live in England. Subhanallah, the qadr of England only comes when you go out of this country. That is the time the qadr of this country comes inside. In a Muslim country, if an alim was to speak out the Quran and Hadith, they would pick him up, the private police, and take him somewhere to a place unknown. The parents would come, the family members would come inquiring, they would go to the police station, they would go to all the elite people. Where is this person? Where is this person? Nobody knows him. They will make a joke out of that. What person, which person you are talking about? And that is why Allahu Akbar, the Ummah is being punished. I said it in Jummah, important words, that maybe we find different pockets where we see individuals making amal on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But collectively, as a whole, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Collectively, we are 2 billion plus Muslims in this world today. 2 billion plus. Our understanding of Islam is only what is in Leicester, mashallah. Masjid Umar, our universities, our girls go to college, mashallah. We have Muslim young boys who have a beard with Imama, Allahu Akbar. But 56 Muslim countries. Go to many, many Islamic countries, many Muslim countries. People are absolutely jahil. Jahalat is there. No understanding, no zeal to even understand what is Islam, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We live in a civilized world. What civilized world? What is civilization? What's civilized? Allahu Akbar. Civilized is that person who has taqwa in his heart, who is muttaqi. He is the most civilized person. And that is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is muttaqi? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أوسط أيام التشريق خطبة الوداع. جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم delivered a khutbah for us in his farewell Hajj, the last Hajj. And he said to all the companions that were there, يا أيها الناس إن ربكم واحد. Your Rabb, your Creator is only one. The one only. وَإِنَّ أَبَاكُمْ وَاحِدٌ. And your father, Adam alayhi salam, is only one. Only one. That is why there is no such thing as Trinity. There is no such thing as Trinity. وَإِنَّ أَبَاكُمْ وَاحِدٌ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create Adam alayhi salam without the means of a male and a female, then what is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create Isa alayhi salatu wa salam without a father? That is why everywhere in the Quran, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam's name is connected with Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam. His real identity. His real identity. And that is why it is one of the adab that when you write your name, you must always write your first name, one, and then your father's name, and then your father's name, and then your surname. A lot of people have this habit that they put their first name and then the surname, and they miss the father's name out. That is wrong. The name should be full, as in his name, and then his father's name, and then his family, the surname that he uses. Today we don't even know what is our surname. A lot of people, when you ask them, what is your surname? They say, your surname, my surname is Ibrahim. My surname is Hassan. That is not your surname. That is not your surname. What is Ibrahim? That is maybe your father's name or your grandfather's name. So the other is that we have to educate our children, even when they are young, that when you write your name, it should be your first name, and then your father's name, and then the surname. And a lot of brothers who have name like the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should always be titled with that clear meaning. Abdul Rahim, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Kareem. It is haram to call anyone Rahim. It is haram to call anyone Jabbar just by that name, because Jabbar is only Allah. Jabbar is only Allah. Rahim is only Allah. That is why we must have this habit. If someone's name is Abdul Qadir, then we should call him Abdul Qadir. We should not say Qadir. We should not say Qadir. That's all. Here is guna. Mufti Taqi Saab, in his tafsir Ma'arif al-Quran, has, mashallah, in his fatawa also, he has mentioned that it is guna-e-kabira to call anyone by the second name Rahim or Rahman, because that is only the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Asma'ul Husna. So we have to be extremely careful. The Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّ أَبَاكُمْ وَاحِدٌ, and that your father is only one. أَلَا لَا فَضْلَ لِعَرَبِيٍ عَلَىٰ عَجَمِيٍ. There is no virtue for an Arab over a non-Arab. وَلَا لِعَجَمِيٍ عَلَىٰ عَرَبِيٍ. And there is no virtue for a non-Arab over a Arab. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked on this. That is why the first muazzin of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from Habasha. Habasha. A lot of people found it difficult to accept Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a king, to be a leader. How come the people who are close to him are poor people, slaves? But Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam gave them that high ranking. Allah does not look at your status in this world. Subhanallah al-Azim. وَلَا لِعَجَمِيٍ عَلَىٰ عَرَبِيٍ وَلَا لِأَحْمَرَ عَلَىٰ أَسْوَدٍ. And the light skin holds no virtue over a dark skin. And the light skin does not hold virtue over a dark skin. Mothers listening at home should remember this carefully. Whether you are fair looking or if you are dark in your complexion, that is nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates how He likes. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ وَلَا لِأَسْوَدَ عَلَىٰ أَحْمَرْ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَىٰ. And the dark skin has no virtue nor fazilat over a light skin, إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَىٰ. It is only through taqwa that the status, that high status, lofty status is given to that individual. Unfortunately, our Arab brothers also in the Arabian countries, only now they realize that the Asian Muslims and the other Muslims living in other parts of the world are a powerful force. And only now they are accepting them as our Muslim brothers. But even a few years ago, when someone from Pakistan or India or Bangladesh, a poor country, when you went for Hajj, he was that discrimination was noticed. That is why it is absolutely important that we follow the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must never ever call anyone bad. Who is bad and who is good, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. That is very, very important. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala made a comment when she saw Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala. And she said that, O Prophet of Allah, Hazrat Safiya is very, very short. Hazrat Safiya is very, very short. Even that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like. And he said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Aisha, even that is gibbet. Make tawbah and make istighfar. So if you make gibbet, the only way is to go to that individual and say to him that I am extremely sorry. But these are the words what I uttered behind you. Forgive me. Otherwise, automatically what happens is that his good deeds are transferred to that person. His good deeds go to that person. Allahu Akbar. And if that person, if he is not alive, then the ulama say that make isale sawab for him. Make isale sawab for him. That is why if someone has passed away, the fuqaha say that you can even make Isal al-Sawab through sunan which is ghair muaqqada. Sunan which is ghair muaqqada. Sunan al-Muaqqada is only for that individual. You cannot give the reward of sunan al-Muaqqada to the people who have passed away. But anything from sunan al-Ghair muaqqada to nawafil, the fuqaha say that you can make that sawab to anyone from your relations or your close ones who have passed away. So if you are reading sunnat-e-ghair muaqqada, even after your sunnat-e-ghair muaqqada, if you want to give that sawab to some marhum, inshaAllah ta'ala, that will suffice. It is extremely important that we understand that also. Our loved ones who have passed away, subhanAllah, and especially Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions, daily we should have this habit of reading Durood Sharif, reading Durood Ibrahim, and reading the Ahwal, the Seerah of the companions, Ashabi Kiram. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, Ala hal ballagtu, have I listened to me attentively, he said. Have I delivered the message to you explicitly? The companion says, Bala ya Rasulullah, with assurity. Qala falyuballighu ash-shahid wal-ghaib. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said in his last khutbah, the present should pass on the message to those who are not present today. Our duty is to pass on the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The thing that is not visible in the ummah today is brotherhood. Al-ukhuwa fil Islam. The importance of Islamic brotherhood is not visible. Al-ukhuwa fil Islam is not there. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked extremely hard. His very first sunnah, he made efforts on al-ukhuwa fil Islam to make sure that Islamic unity, Islamic brotherhood is there at all times. He himself said that I am the brother of Ali ibn Abi Talib. He did not have to say that. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was sitting there, a muhajir. He said, Abu Bakr, stand up. Your brother is Kharija bin Zaid. He said to Umar Farooq, Umar, you stand up. Your brother is Itban bin Ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala. He said to Hazrat Hamza, oh Hamza, stand up. Your brother is Hazrat Zaid radiallahu ta'ala. He said to Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala. Abdul Rahman bin Auf, a very, very rich sahabi. When he migrated from Makkah Mukarramah, he had nothing, penniless. All his property, his wealth was in Makkah Mukarramah. But the Muhajirin Sahabi were great businessmen. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf, subhanAllah, started his business in Madinatul Munawwara. And even in Madinatul Munawwara, he became a millionaire, a billionaire. He said to Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Abdul Rahman, stand up. Your brother is Sa'ad bin Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala. Individually, he made every muhajir are those companions who migrated from Makkah Mukarramah. They are known as muhajirin or muhajirun. The muhajir sahabi, and he binded and bonded them with the Ansar from Madinatul Munawwara. Aus and Khazraj, the two tribes in Madinatul Munawwara, fighting each other all the time. In the Seerah Kitab, it is said that Aus and Khazraj, they were enemies in the wombs of their mother. Enemies in the wombs of their mother. For more than 100 years, Aus, the people of Aus were fighting with Khazraj, and the people of Khazraj were fighting with Aus, and Huzur alayhi salatu was salam from Makkah Mukarramah went to Madinatul Munawwara. No man in the world could unite the two tribes. But the minute Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got there, Even today there is a solution of the Palestinian crisis today. Palestine. There is no solution, of course there is solution. There is solution to everything. We all, collectively as a whole, Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have to bring a change. And if we can bring that change, then you see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam titled the people of Aus and Khazraj as being Ansar. They became the Ansari, the helpers, the people who gave refuge to the companions who came from Makkatul Mukarramah. That is unity, that is brotherhood. This was the effort Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. That is why Islam was so strong, nobody could penetrate and break down that unity. Even the Jews of the Arabian Peninsula were so scared, living in Madinatul Munawwara. The akhlaq, the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so powerful. The unity they saw in the companions was incredible. That even Abdullah ibn Salam, the greatest alim in the Jews at that time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioned the Jews, who is Abdullah ibn Salam? All the Jews said, Abdullah ibn Salam is the greatest alim we have. He is the son of a great alim. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah ibn Salam, Abdullah, who, what is my position? What do you take me as? And Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala and said that I take you as the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abdullah ibn Salam embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar. Again, this is what you call politics. What is it? Politics. A lot of people say, Mawlisab, you should not bring politics. You should not bring politics. There was a time when the ulama would only speak on the level of the mainstream topics, namaz, zakat, hajj. And then the public would complain, the ulama don't know anything, they are only one-track mind people, they only speak about the main subjects. Now alhamdulillah the ulama have taken a different route, that they talk on many, many subjects, even on current affairs. Even on current affairs. Then we get people who say, oh no, you must only talk on the subjects that are mentioned in the Quran and Hadith, Allahu Akbar, as if the politics in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not part of Islam. Look at the strategy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look how Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked hard in his time. That the very first thing he did was to create this peace and harmony, Islamic brotherhood. The brotherhood was so strong that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the companions. Muhammadur Rasulullah wal-lazina ma'ahu ashidda'u ala al-kuffar ruhama'u baynahum. That the companions were merciful to each other. Merciful to each other. This is the brotherhood. Subhanallah, that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked hard for. All the companions in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the munafiqeen were on one side and the companions on one side. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to fight indirectly with the hypocrites that were there in Madinatul Munawwara, and even with the Jews that were there, and even with the Jews and the hypocrites being there. Subhanallah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took full control of Madinatul Munawwara at that time, and that became the capital. And the Jews of Madinatul Munawwara were very, very clever. They came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said to him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are the true messenger, the last prophet, then you should take residence in Jerusalem. You should take residence in Jerusalem. Move out, migrate from Madinatul Munawwara and go to Baytul Muqaddas, go to Jerusalem. Because every prophet that came in this world, he took up residence in Jerusalem, in the area of Baytul Muqaddas, all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam. So if you are the last prophet, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why have you taken residence in Madinatul Munawwara? You should leave Madinatul Munawwara and go to Baytul Muqaddas, go to Jerusalem. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was well aware of the dirty politics. He knew exactly. And that is why Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam did not even favor the Qibla of the Jews at that time. In the early days, the companions and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they performed salat, it was towards Baytul Muqaddas. And after sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst in salat, he would look up. And this ayat-i kareema, the second para, starts with these verses, was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 17 months after what the Jews said to him, that you should leave Madinatul Munawwara and take up residence in Baytul Muqaddas. سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَاللَّهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهُمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. The foolish people will say, Allah has called the Jews Sufaha. Sufaha, foolish people. That the Jews will say that why has Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why has he turned his face away from Baytul Muqaddas, from the first Qibla? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in the ayat, has said that قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the east and even the west belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. The place designated for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only Madinatul Munawwara. And there are three things that the Ummah is suffering from today. The world is suffering, but even the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not individuals, but when you look at the Ummah collectively, these three things we have to make Islam. Greed. One. Passion for power. We don't want to leave this position. Passion for power. Once you have that authority, that power, you don't want to get rid of it. Passion for power and hubbu dunya. Intense love of this dunya. Intense love. Even today. So much love of dunya is inside us that as if we are never to leave this world, as if this dunya for us is permanent. And we have to work around these three main items mentioned, which is even in the Quran and even in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only did he command to his companions, but whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of, he was the first one to make amal on whatever he said. The first one. When it came to huququl ibad, to show the love to the companions, to the Muslims, and even to those who were non-Muslims, let alone non-Muslims, even to animals. It is said that one day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in a majlis, and all of a sudden he stood up, he rose up, and he opened the door so that the cat can come inside. Who is doing that? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The cat wanted to come inside. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and he opened the door so the cat could come in and join the gathering with the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the cat could sit in the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why in Haramain al-Sharifain, when you make ziyarah today, especially in Makkatul Mukarramah, you will find a lot of cats there. I haven't been there for a long time, but I'm sure that is the case. A lot of cats are there. And that is from the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Permission was given to the cats. They would come. That is why Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was given that name, Aba Hirra, because he had his own cat. He had his cat, and that is why the name is given to him, Abu Huraira. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, The companion came and he said, O Prophet of Allah, my one rooster is ill and sick. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to that rooster and cajoled it. And Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his auspicious hand on top of that rooster. This is the akhlaq, this is the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she sat on a camel that was very, very stubborn, so she was pulling the rod very, very strongly, very, very strongly. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Aisha, Aisha, with ease, with ease, with ease, don't make zulm on the camel, with ease, don't make zulm on the camel. Look at the akhlaq, look at the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is said that at times, some visitors would come to visit Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mashgul in his salat. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would shorten his salat to answer and give the best of hospitality to that visitor who came to visit him. If he was reading a surah, a long surah, he would make ruku, sajda, nawafil, and make salam and answer him. He would answer the call and accept the invitation of the most elite in Makkah Mukarrama, and at the same time he would answer the invitation and accept the invitation of the most destitute, the miskeen in Madinatul Munawwarah. This is his character. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would press a stone against his stomach. A stone. One companion came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, look at my condition. And he showed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there was one stone there. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his kurta and there were two stones there. This is the condition of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is how the companions followed Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm not saying to you literally that we should go to that extreme. But the main thing is Islamic brotherhood. To show love, that is extremely, extremely important. To show unity, to show that we are one. And inshallah ta'ala, another thing is that we have to make dua all the time. All the time. One of the buzrugs, he, in his dream, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, tell me when Imam Mahdi will come, so the Nusrat, the help for the Muslims will come. For the Muslims are being punished. For the Muslims are being punished. And in his dream, he was informed that until the three sins are inside the Ummah will be punished. One is television. And the second item is that the women are not observing hijab anymore. The women are not observing hijab anymore. And the third item, I myself have forgotten. Inshallah, if I remember, I will let you know. One of the buzrugs in his dream, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let him know when Imam Mahdi will come. And in his dream he saw, now this is not a fatwa again. This is not a fatwa. This is not something that is a must. He saw on the clouds written 2003. Kya likha hua tha? 2003. We are not far away from that time, my respected brothers. We have to prepare. The time is very, very close. We have to work hard. We have to make sure that tawbah, istighfar is there all the time. The recitation of the Quran is there all the time. To make sure, muwazabat ala salawat, we are regular and punctual with the salat all the time. And we have to make sure we give respect and honor to every Muslim brother. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would eat with the slaves. He would accept the invitation of a maid, of a free man, or a slave. No discrimination between anyone. Subhanallah al-Azim. The time is very, very close. Very, very close. Inshallah ta'ala. Maulana Badr-e Alam has written a kitab, and in there is Alamatul Sa'a, the signs of Qiyamah. And if you read that kitab, inshallah, maybe one day we can read that, the hadith in there, in the dars. All the ahadith mentioned, day by day, every day, every prophecy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being fulfilled. Even in the hadith, the great jihad on Hind in India, the great jihad in India. That is why even in India today we are seeing all this uncertainty. Muslims and Hindus fighting is going on. Everything is there, boiling up to one thing only. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. One Buzruk saw a dream, and he said that, why isn't Allah's Nusrat coming down? And in his dream, he was told that, tell the Muslims to put down the umbrellas that are covering their rooftops. Covering the umbrellas that are covering the rooftops. What is that? Huh? Satellites. Satellite TV, satellite discs. Well, what do you call it? Dish. Dish. And if you go in Saudi Arabia, Allahu Akbar, in the back garden, the biggest dish you have ever seen. The biggest dish. And this is what the world does, this is what the kuffar do. The kuffar don't have to enter your country. All they give you is a box, dish, and everything, and that is it. You sit there and see and learn how to speak English in an American accent. That is it. Pick up everything. You go to India. The most poorest person there, family, he won't have a proper house, nothing. In fact, when you look at the house, you want to give him your zakat money. But when you go inside, you've got a colored TV, a fridge, and a video, and everything. And he knows absolutely everything what is happening. He is well informed of what happens in Bollywood. And in Europe, everyone is well informed of what happens in Hollywood. This is Alamatul Sa'ah. We have to make tawbah and istighfar. We have to make tawbah and istighfar. It is not that we cannot have information. The only source of information is through television now. Even the internet, astaghfirullah al-azim, has become a fitna today. So many Muslims go into the internet and they go into chat rooms and talk with women and ma'azallah, with ghair mahram. Muslims on the internet, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, some all night on the internet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. It is not difficult. We only make things difficult for ourselves. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. We are only in this world for 40 years, for 50 years, for 60 years. Let us work hard. Allah has already given us iman. We are already Muslims. All we have to do now is to make sure that we are on the straight path. Not only we are on the straight path, we have to make sure that even our children are on the straight path. If not, Allahu Akbar, sometimes even the parents are punished because of the sins of their offspring. Parents are punished. And vice versa, if the son is a hafiz and an alim, and even if the father was to leave this world, it becomes sabqa-e jariya for that individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Just to finish off with the translation of the hadith read out to you, the narrator is Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned al-muslimu ahul muslim. The brother of a Muslim is only a Muslim. He does not transgress over him. He does not make zulm. وَلَا يَخْذُلُهُ. He does not humiliate his brother. وَلَا يَحْكِرُهُ. He does not despise him. التَّقْوَى هَاهُنَا التَّقْوَى هَاهُنَا التَّقْوَى هَاهُنَا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered the words taqwa 3 times, and he said taqwa is here, wa yusiru ila sadrihi, pointing it out towards the heart. And he said bihasbi mri'in min ash-sharri an yahqira akhahu al-muslim. It is enough as a sin to even think low of your Muslim brother. Just to think low of your Muslim brother, that is guna. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said kullu al-muslimi ala al-muslimi haramun. Every Muslim is sacred. دَمُهُ وَعِزُّهُ وَمَالُهُ. His blood, his dignity, his wealth is protected. This hadith is mentioned in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, Rahmatullah Alayh. Durshit Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhira. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Allah, yakeenan hum gunahgar hain. Ya Allah, tu Rahman hai, Rahim hai. Ya Allah, tu hi tauba ko qabool karne wala hai. Ya Allah, hum tauba karte hain, istighfar karte hain. Ya Allah, tu hume maaf kar de. Ya Allah, hamare sayyiat ko hasanat se tu badal de. Ya Allah, musalman jahan kahin bhi ho, pareshan hal ho, ya Allah, unki pareshani ko tu dur farma. Filistin ke musalman mazloom hai, Shishan ke musalman mazloom hai, Hindustan ke musalman mazloom hai. Puri duniya mein musalman mazloom hai. Ya Allah, musalmanon ki tu hifazat farma. Ya Allah, musalmanon ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, yakeenan humne deen-e-islam ki qadar nahi ki. Ya Allah, yakeenan humne quran-e-kareem ki qadar nahi ki. Yakeenan humne sunnat-e-rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki qadar nahi ki. Ya Allah, tu hume tawfeeq de de ki hum sahib-e-sunnat ban jaye, hum sahib-e-quran ban jaye, hum sahib-e-deen ban jaye, hum sahib-e-salat ban jaye, sahib-e-zakat ban jaye. Ya Allah, tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. یا اللہ, موت اسی وقت آئے, اس حالت میں موت آئے کہ یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو گیا ہو. یا اللہ, یا رحمان, یا رحیم. یا اللہ, جتنے بھی گناہ کیے ہیں, یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف کر دے. یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف کر دے. یا اللہ, ہمارے رشتہ داروں میں سے, عزیز و قارب میں سے, یا اللہ, جن کا انتقال ہو گیا ہو, یا اللہ, ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما. اس مجلس میں, یا اللہ, اس محفل میں جو لوگ بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, یا اللہ, ان کی کوئی پریشانی ہو, یا اللہ, اس پریشانی کو دور فرما. مسترات گھر میں, یا اللہ, بیٹھی ہوئی سن رہی, یا اللہ, ان کی جو پریشانی ہو, یا اللہ, ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. ہسپتال کے اندر, یا اللہ, کوئی بیمار ہو, یا اللہ, ان کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, یا رحمان, مدارس, مساجد, مقاصد کی, یا اللہ, تو حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, دین اسلام کو عام فرما اس ملک میں. یا اللہ, دین اسلام کو تو عام فرما اس ملک میں. یا اللہ, مسلمان کے جو سربراہ ہے, یا اللہ, ان کو تو صحیح سمجھ دے. یا اللہ, ان کے دلوں میں قرآن کریم کی عظمت بٹھا دے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت کی عظمت, یا اللہ, تو بٹھا دے. یا اللہ, جتنے بھی اسلامی ممالک ہیں, یا اللہ, تو ان کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, حرمین الشریفین کی تو حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, خصوصیت کے ساتھ ہمارے مظلوم بھائی, فلسطینی بھائی پر بڑا ظلم ہو رہا ہے. یا اللہ, غیب سے, یا اللہ, تو ان کی نصرت فرما, ان کی مدد فرما. یا اللہ, مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما. یا اللہ, مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما. سبحان اللہ وبحمده سبحان اللہ العظیم. اللہم انا نسألک العفو والعافية فی الدنیا والآخرة. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.